Eagles fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time. My special guest this week is tight end Trey Burton. Trey, take me back to draft weekend this past season. What were those 3 days like for you?
They were miserable for me. Luckily, I was able to be around a lot of family in Alpharetta, Georgia. I'm pretty sure my mom's side of the family came down for those three days, and we had a blast together, but it was kind of disappointing that not getting drafted.
So Trey, the draft ends, all these teams are calling you. Why did you select the Eagles?
There were a lot of reasons why I selected the Eagles. One was because of Coach Kelly. I was really high on him, even throughout high school and college, you know, watching him from Florida and seeing the things he does at Oregon. I think the offense was perfect and is perfect for me. And I felt like I was fit best up here.
So you come to a team with three very good tight ends already, mm-hmm. Brent Celek, Zach Ertz, James Casey. Compete through training camp, preseason. What was it like when you got the call that you found out that you were on the Eagles roster?
I was extremely happy. It was obviously something I've dreamed about for a long time, and I just wanted to find a way to contribute and help the team win.
So Trey, you're unlike most rookies coming to the league. You just turned 23 years old, but you already have a wife and two kids.
Yep.
So how important from that standpoint that it's not just about yourself, that you had a family to provide for as well when you're going through the entire process of making the team?
Yeah, it was extremely important, but my wife does an unbelievable job. There was no added pressure on me. She was just basically telling me, you know, follow my dreams and trust in the Lord, and whatever happens, happens. If she needed to get a job, she could have got a job, but it's definitely important, but wasn't that big of a deal to make the team.
So Trey, if for whatever reason you didn't make the team, you put in the media guide bio that you'd want to be an insurance agent?
Yeah, I would like to get into insurance or some type of investing.
It's a very interesting thing. It's not typically the thing that most players would want to. You see a lot of guys want to get into coaching or, you know, stay within sports one way or another.
Yeah, I would love to get into coaching. I have a heart for kids, but just the time it takes away from your family. And my family is extremely important to me. Growing up without a father, you know, it definitely makes me want to be around my kids as much as possible. So being a coach, you know, recruiting and traveling and all that type of stuff, I don't think that's for me anymore.
So you have a lot of stuff to do here with the Eagles. What do they make you do when you get home?
When I get home, I got a full schedule. I like to get home right before bath time to give my daughter a bath and hang around with her. She's 2 years old, so she has an unbelievable personality, and she's just a lot of fun to be around. So my wife says she gets a big burst of energy when I get home. So, and I definitely feel the burst of energy, you know, running around with her and playing with her. But these are just the times, you know, that I'm cherishing and trying to, you know, teach them the way and how to grow up and how to act.
Figures that your wife's trying to get the kids rested, get them to bed.
And you, when I get home, they just act up like crazy, but it's fun. I enjoy it.
So is it true, Trey, that you might not even be the best athlete in your own family? You have a brother?
Yeah.
Clay,
mm-hmm.
Who's a tight end. Is he a tight end at Florida?
Yeah, this was his senior year this year.
Okay. What's a sibling rivalry like that there with you making it to the NFL and him still playing in college?
Not too much of a rivalry. I mean, I'm one of his best friends. He's one of my best friends. You know, I'm there for him every step of the way. I'm cheering for him, you know, and I hope the best for him.
Is he someone who you think might make the NFL?
Yeah, for sure. Well? I definitely think he has a chance, and he has the heart and the drive and determination to do it. So, and he has a great lady behind him too. He's going to get married in March, so there's no doubt in my mind he'll make it.
Any jealousy that he was a higher recruit?
Nah, not really. He works hard. I mean, he deserves everything that is coming his way. So I mean, he probably is the best athlete, you know, in the family.
At the same time, your grandfather was in the Olympics.
Yeah.
He was a sprinter back in 1972 back in Munich.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir. He ran the 200.
Did he tell you stories about what it was like during that time?
He did. He wouldn't talk about it for a while because he finished fourth place in the race, and throughout college, never lost a race, always came in first, and was expecting, you know, obviously to place in the top three. And he said he was running, and he looked back and got passed by somebody, and ended up, I think he was in second place at the time, looked back and got passed by two guys and ended up in fourth. So, you know, extremely disappointed in himself for that, and wouldn't talk about it for a while, but he opens up a little bit about it more now.
Trey, last question before we'll let you go here. Special teams, what has been the biggest secret to the team's success?
Just have a bunch of guys who are selfless and are putting the team first. A lot of guys who would obviously rather be playing their offense, their spot in offense, their spot in defense, but are a backup in those positions and are willing to come together, you know, for the greater good of the team and basically sacrifice it all and go all out and we just have a bunch of guys, you know, making extra efforts and spending more time watching film and getting together. Just a great group of guys off the field, not just on the field, but off the field too.
Rookie tight end Trey Burton, our special guest in this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Enjoy more than 10 delicious flavors and varieties made with the simple goodness of real ingredients to give you that extra crunch.